2-Minute Drill from Points of Truth Ministries of the Crusade Church. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned but do not have love, it profits me nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. Love is the greatest of the Christian virtues. Jesus said that his disciples would be known for their love for one another. The law and the prophets are summed up in love toward God and love toward your fellow man. No godly virtue has ever been attacked and distorted as that of love. Since Jesus has sent his followers forth as lights in a dark world, it is extremely important that we accurately portray and define true love. If the saints do not accurately define God's love, the devil will present a corrupted version which will deceive people. God's love, not accurately defined, will result in idolatry. Let's take a moment to show what love is not. Love does not rejoice in sin or deception. Love does not withhold correction or discipline. Love does not break God's commandments. Love does not tolerate sin in the church body. Love is patient and kind. Love forgives and does not hold on to a wrong suffered. God is patient with sinners, but he will never tolerate them. He loves them too much to allow them to stay in that condition. God's love is designed to move sinners to repentance, not to become comfortable in their sins. The Bible says that God is storing up wrath for the day of vengeance, yet he finds no pleasure in destroying the disobedient and desires that all be saved. To forgive a sinner who confesses his wrongs is much different from allowing a person to continue to violate God's law. This would be unjust. The Bible actually defines love. You might be surprised by this truth. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and observe his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not a burden to us. 1 John 5, 2, and 3. As we just read, love is keeping the commandments. For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.